Leafs with pressure here, and Matthews with the puck. Centers for Marner. Marner closing in. Flipped around. Matthews scores. Holy mackerel. Austin Matthews scores here to give the Leafs the lead. And then the Flyers taking exception to something or other. Is it with Bunting?
Yeah, Hayes is going after Bunting. They were chirping on the bench a little earlier.
Leafs Nation postgame, Brent Gunning, Gord Stellick, the wonderful pipes, Joe Bowen, bringing us in with the call. He had a lot of goals to call tonight. Six of them, in fact, for the Leafs. You know, he always puts his all into it. Not as much for the Flyers goals, though, let's be honest. Nine goals in total for him to call tonight. He was a busy, busy man. The Leafs offense has been busy lately. This is now 24 goals in the last four games for this team. We always talk about defense and goaltending. If you could take that into the playoffs, that's going to bode very, very well for you.
Yeah, if you could take the Philadelphia Flyers into the playoffs, that team in the third
period, don't think you'll see that.
2-on-1, 2-on-1, 3-on-1, 2-on-1, shorthanded goal. You know,
4-on-1.
And let's give the Leafs full marks for capitalizing. But wow, that was a terrible third period by the Philadelphia Flyers. But the positive side, yeah, the Leafs found a way to win against a bad team, which has been a problem for them. They've had a better job against the better teams of late. So that team, it was like, it's like planting a flower. In the first period there, I don't do gardening. But anyway, first period, I've heard the seed in, nothing
going
on.
There's crap involved, kind of like the first period.
The second period, kind of slow, just a little bit. You're wondering if it's going to come to fruition or not. You actually, you dabble with the mix like Sheldon Keefe did with the lines. And it's interesting what precipitated it was. He felt that Matthews and Marner did not make an effort to come off for an entire two-minute power play. And he kind of just, you know, mixed their lineup. He was annoyed about that. Then the third period, just that wagon, that fire wagon hockey, that quite often coaches don't like to see. But in this case, for the Leafs, it just, the big guns were big, and the shorthanded goal again is a killer for them.
It's amazing. We talked about this team's special teams killing them last year because the power play was a momentum suck. Like our normal producer, Sam McKee, and our filling guy, JR, doing a great job tonight. He made the joke last year of, what if we could just defer? Could the Leafs just defer and play 5-on-5 instead of taking the power play? That's how much of a suck on momentum it was. And the penalty kill's been the exact opposite tonight. So often teams, and again, we go back to the playoffs of where momentum is so important and you feel like, all right, we can build something. The Leafs used it tonight. They had a power play that was productive. They didn't end up getting anything out of it, but it kind of just had them feeling themselves offensively a little bit. And a team should feel that way on the power play. But when the Leafs are out there and they're just so dangerous, again, we keep talking about it. Engvall's the guy who gets it done tonight, and an incredible release on the shot. We talk so much about Engvall and the things he does well, and it's often the skating. That was a bullet of a shot. And I know Hart kind of had a rough night there, but man, Engvall just continues to show. And, you know, if the power play is going to look like it does and the penalty kill is going to look like this, I know special teams are important in the playoffs. I also know the whistles can be a little more inconsistent, but man, that's probably, and we'll get to Jack Campbell, but that's one of the most encouraging things to come out of tonight.
Yeah. We're talking Austin Matthews on a consecutive streak, which again is tainted by the 2-game suspension. So it doesn't really count. Mitch Marner on fire like no Leaf has been in history for a particular segment number of games. But Engvall, Mikheyev, you know, those guys coming through in a way they haven't in the past. And can they do it in the playoffs as well? Again, we always leapfrog ahead and project to hopefully that could be the case in the playoffs. And you're right. Again, tonight, that's the impressive spark that gets things going. I mean, it's best case scenario. And Mikheyev was becoming the Michael Grebner that never scored on breakaways, had all these breakaways, and you forgot about that. You've said goodbye to that. And then Engvall, it's funny, he's kind of Sheldon Keefe's project, isn't he?
He is.
That he knows him well. He played with him for the Marlies a lot, and what he can and can't do. And we're seeing a lot more of the positives of Pierre Engvall.
It's so funny. I mean, you're not hearing it anymore because Engvall's really turned himself around as a player. But for so long, you'd hear Keefe talk about him. And for most bottom six players, if they don't have it on any given night, the coach doesn't go out of their way to, I mean, quite frankly, bury him. And Keefe was doing that to Engvall. And it was always because this is what he thought he could be. This is what he wanted to kind of coax out of him. If we're going to talk about Sheldon Keefe, I have to give him kudos for the line juggling he did tonight. it clearly was the thing this team needed to kind of wake up, get themselves going. Then he puts the lines kind of back together to what we're used to see. Look, I suppose we could live in a world where it didn't work and you're saying, oh, what are you doing? Just let the guys stick it together. But I thought that was a great coaching job by Keefe tonight.
Well, he's not going to bench the first line, but that's as close as he can do about that,
yep.
Right? You know, just about kind of giving them a little shake that was a selfish power play. That if you happen to stay on for 2 minutes, which happens, I mean, they're basically ticketed for about $1.15 and usually goes to $1.30. But sometimes if you got them hemmed in the other team's zone and you do the full 2 minutes, I saw last game Mitch Marner astutely getting off with about 5 seconds yep. left because the defenseman needs to come on in his place. But they pretty well did the whole 2 minutes, but they had the puck, you know, in the Winnipeg zone that whole time. And tonight in Philadelphia, so that was interesting. That was a good little bit of rattling of their cage.
Yeah, it's funny. It's like, I know Auston Matthews is scoring like Ovechkin, but only Ovechkin gets to stay out there for the full 2 minutes. And look, we always talk about accountability, and William Nylander seems to be the kind of poster boy for that word in this city. But I like the fact that two guys who are going as good as they possibly can, and look, I understand the accountability here is you have to play with John Tavares, and you have to play with William Nylander. It's not, you know, you're not sending him to the prison gulag here, but it's just, it's nice kind of, you know, just tugging on the leash, keeping everybody in line. I want to talk about Jack Campbell, but I have to talk about Wayne Simmonds. I've been begging for this guy to get in a scrap for 4 days now, going back to the Winnipeg game. Him and McEwen tried to throw down in the first period. And
he's been begging to get in a scrap.
He
more
has
than
too.
You, yeah.
Yeah, I know both of them have. And I was just happy to see it. He gets the goal that had to feel good in Philly. They know him for goals and they know him for fights. And he got one of each there in what was his hometown for so long.
Because he got that 1,000th game. And then you started to wonder, is he going to be used very much at all? Because, you know, last year he was having pretty good season when he took that shot in the wrist. Remember,
yeah.
He was
and then in Vancouver, I remember it well.
And then it wasn't the same. It was, and he really has not got back to that form. So that was nice to see. He gets a chance to play two games in a row. Granted, reasons why you want Winnipeg, sentimental reasons tonight in Philadelphia's old home, getting that goal, and also just a little bit of a tune up. You know, fighting is still part of the game. And Bunting was chirping, and, you know, good on the Flyers for being aggressive with him about the chirping, and good on Simmonds and that one taking, I don't know who got hit, but he kind of used that as a chance to go at Zach McEwen for about the fourth time. And that's not easy when you're in your 30s, you know.
No.
McEwen's
tough.
Yeah. When you're in your 30s and you're fighting 20 somethings, that's tough. And Wayne Simmonds, if you just look at his, he had something like the third most power play. Like he had great offensive stats in his prime. Well, his prime with the Philadelphia Flyers on top of being a tough guy.
Yeah. I mean, we always look, these players are slightly different, right? But we always talk about, oh, you'd love to have a Tom Wilson type. You'd absolutely love to have that guy. That was that guy for oh so long in the league. And again, McEwen is tough as nails. And, you know, sometimes a game doesn't go your way. Sometimes a fight doesn't go your way. Simmonds jumped all over him early. And McEwen, don't get me wrong, I would like to be clear, I want no parts of Zach McEwen. And he got his licks in on Simmonds. But Simmonds just, I don't think he jumped him. Like, it wasn't an early punch or anything like that. But it was just a guy who was very, very ready to get going there. And I love to see it. And thank you for obliging me with my Wayne Simmonds fight talk.
Yeah, here. And Zach McEwen, that's what he wants to do. He wants to, you know, the Philadelphia Flyers are open for business. I mean, they're open for, hey, anything goes. Their season I look back and they had about a 500, a little better than 500 first 25 games, which I'd kind of forgotten about. It's been an unmitigated disaster since then. So he's trying to make an impression. And again, the storyline before, and I'm sure anybody who's listening is aware of it, and it's just interesting on social media, ex-players particularly really taking the Philadelphia Flyers to task, mm-hmm. what they feel a lack of respect. Keith Yandel's all-time NHL record consecutive game streak coming to an end tonight. Yandel talked to the media. He appeared to be cool with it.
Good soldier.
Yeah, and maybe he appreciated they let him get the record, but how many games away?
11, from 11 away.
From 1,000.
Yeah.
So, again, he wasn't hanging any worse than Patrick Marleau hung in, you know, with all due respect for his particular games played streak. So that was that was a distraction part before the game for a Philadelphia Flyer team that really doesn't need any more distractions.
No, you know what? Maybe after tonight, they'd rather talk about that than the way the game unfolded as it went on there.
Yeah,
the third period there. We talked about Wayne Simmonds. Let's hear from Scarborough's favorite son.
It was nice to obviously chip in and help out, you know, in the cause. Obviously, most important thing is we got the 2 points, and it was good. Yeah, really good feed from TJ. I actually had one right before, and I'm happy I didn't catch it because I think we would have had too many men on the ice. So, you know, we give it another shot, and, you know, I honestly, Blackie goes to me, he goes, it's the ugliest breakaway move I've ever seen. Yeah, I don't think he's wrong.
you and McEwen had something going on tonight. It looked like you wanted to drop him in the first period and the fans booed and the refs stopped you from going
there. Yeah, you know, I was just trying to spark the boys. I didn't think we were playing too well, and I just wanted to get some energy throughout our team. Obviously, I think it was too late. You know, he took a little bit of time to the side, and then, you know, when we obviously ended up dropping him, the linesmen got to do their job, right, and they separated us. So that was that, and then, you know, just continuing on, you know, playing the game.
What's it like for you to have a big night in this building?
Yeah, it's nice. Obviously, you know, I spent 8 years here. So, you know, it's nice, you know, to come back in. I think it's my third or fourth time back in this barn. So, you know, I had fun tonight. Yeah. I thought Jack played great. He kept us in the game. He allowed us to get, you know, our feet underneath us. He made some huge saves for us. You know, I thought he did a great job, and, you know, we're really happy he's back. Honestly, I couldn't tell you, but we didn't play the game that, you know, we wanted to play. I don't think all night. The third period, you know, we got some timely scoring, and, you know, obviously that was ultimately the difference in the game, but, you know, ideally we don't want to repeat a performance like that. It was all right considering we walked into the building and they still had, you know, part of the court down and, you know, all the stuff that covers the court. So, I think for, you know, what we had to work with, it wasn't too bad actually. No. You can never use that as an excuse. Back to backs, we never go to the rink and, you know, we play better than that. So, you know, that's not really an excuse. You just got to talk to him. You know, I think, you know, obviously when you play your first NHL game, you're generally pretty nervous, right? So, you know, it's just about communication, letting him know what he's doing well and, you know, what we got to do as a line to gel. And, you know, I actually thought our line played, you know, pretty decent tonight. So, you know, I hope he's happy. I know his parents were here. I was talking to him a little bit. So, you know, it was experience of a lifetime. And, you know, I have no doubt in my mind he'll get more here. He's on fire. He's a wizard with the puck. I think as you guys watch him play, you guys can see, but he's got eyes on the side of his head and the back of his head. He's got, I don't even know how he does it. But, you know, he's been amazing for us all year long. And, you know, we look for him to continue that.
Wayne Simmons with some high praise for Mitch Marner. Of course, Marner finding himself on the score sheet as he does pretty much every single night as of late. And great for Simmons to get on the score sheet in a couple of different ways. Gets the goal on the breakaway. And he even had a laugh about not his prettiest breakaway goal. I don't know that he's going to be dreaming of that one when one day he hangs him up, Gordo.
Yeah, it's but you've had prettier breakaways where you don't score.
That's right.
It's interesting, no, because you can't insult people anymore. And but you know, people used to say four eyes, which was dumb because people like wearing glasses now.
Look
makes
at me,
look cool. Look at you. As a matter of fact, I wear them when I go home. driving a night and that. But he says Mitch Marner's got about eight pairs of
18,
eyes.
18, yeah.
I was unaware of that, so that could be an according to Wayne Simmons, Mitch Marner has eyes everywhere. But yeah, playing the ultimate compliment. Mitch Marner's on fire. Like they showed it. No. Daryl Sittler, Lanny McDonald only have had comparable kind of streaks over, what, a 30-game span or whatever it may be.
Mitch Marner, hottest thing in Toronto since the speaker caught on fire at the Raptors game a couple
yeah,
of weeks ago.
Yeah, there he started go. Before. Yes,
that's
he
right.
was pre-speaker and post-speaker.
It's like the, yes. it's like the slow burn there. Probably the biggest story of the night, Jack Campbell. Haven't got to that yet. Wayne Simmons had high praise for him. We will get to that when we continue right here. Brent Gunning, Gord Stella, keep on listening to Leafs Nation postgame on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Leafs Nation postgame here. Brent Gunning, Gord Stellick alongside me. Saturday night's always busy in the NHL. And another game in the Atlantic Division, having just gone final. Montreal Canadiens getting the best of the Tampa Bay Lightning in a shootout 4-3, the final, or sorry, 5-4, the final in Tampa there.
Yeah, so there you go. Maple Leafs even move 1 point further against the defending Stanley Cup champions. That was exciting. And the LA Kings 3-2 win over Winnipeg. I mean, that's it for the Jets. So really, now you have the West, just a 9-team race for 8 spots, really Vegas and Dallas for the final 2 spots. The Leafs put the first, they at least put the first bullet in there on Thursday, and or nail in the coffin. That's better. It's better than that. And
slightly,
then tonight,
slightly more friendly analogy.
Yeah, let's do that. A little more friendly.
You'd rather be a carpenter than a murderer. Yep.
Well, we're just because we're more thinking about Thursday. Jack Campbell wasn't able to play, so tonight that's the difference. Jack Campbell was able to play, and he used to play for the LA Kings.
Look at you getting us back on track, professional broadcaster Gord Stellick. That was the game they needed from Campbell. Look, we all would have loved a shutout, or he lets in one. He has a 970 save percentage after it. Comfortable, no obvious stinker, looked good, appears healthy after the game. Check, check, check. You just needed tonight to go perfectly fine. And I think that's what I'd say about Campbell's game tonight. The team was, you know, a little bit of a house on fire in front of them, but I thought that was what you really needed to see from Campbell.
I like that. Check, check, check. You're right about checking the boxes. The Leafs didn't start well. And outside of that, they played down.
It's because you forgot to make start on time when you were start three on keys. Time, you let Mike him Babcock, off the hook. You took it for granted.
Yeah, we didn't take Mike Babcock's credo. And then a sluggish kind of first period by both teams. But yeah, check. But particularly Jack Campbell checking the boxes. And it's just about this ride, get comfortable. You're not battling for the number one spot for the first time. Like, last year, it wasn't like he was battling, but you just, if Freddie could return and healthy and got enough games in the regular season, then there was a decision to be made about the number one goaltender, and out of loyalty, maybe they would have gone to Freddie. So he was not the de facto number one Jack Campbell. The first time in his career now, he's the de facto number one. It's yours, and it's not nip and tuck for a playoff spot to try to get there.
I assume you would split the back-to-back coming up. Leafs are in Florida for two games. Monday, visiting the Lightning, who, again, just lost the Montreal Canadiens. The Panthers with a 7-6 win today over the Devils. They also needed extra time to do it. Do you go Campbell and both? Do you split them between Campbell and Schalgren?
Split.
And then I imagine I would go Campbell Monday against the Lightning. Where are you at?
I would. Yeah, it's the old thing. You see how he is his first game back.
Of course,
after,
right? Talk to him, definitely, yeah.
But yeah, if I was going the two and you keep splitting them that in that regard, but certainly, those particular two games. So I put him back against Tampa Bay.
There we go. I agree. I don't think they asked Jack Campbell if he expects to play Monday night, but I'm sure they asked him about how his game went tonight. Let's hear from the Leafs netminder.
Yeah, it's great win by the guys, and they've been playing great, watching them the last month, and just wanted to get in there and get back to just stopping pucks and having fun, and the boys played amazing in front of me, and big 2 points.
Jack, Austin said you look like Sue, implying that he was comfortable with that sort of thing. Did you feel that way for a whole game? Did you know how that felt?
Yeah, I definitely felt like myself, and just having fun and competing and playing my game. And there's obviously some details just going to keep cleaning up, but I really liked the game from the boys in front of me, and I like my game, and just going to keep building from it. Oh, coming out of the net. Yeah, just kind of reading the play. And, they're pretty quick through the neutral zone and a couple kind of last-minute decisions to just go out and try to help the guys out, and worked out.
Jack, there was early on you saw some action. You needed love save kind of on the ground and showed the smiling afterwards. What are you thinking about that play?
Yeah, just having fun and stopping pucks and, that's just what I do. That's my mindset when I'm at my best. And, the guys are playing so hard in front of me. It's just fun to come into a tough Philly building and get a good 2 points.
Of course, you don't want to get injured in this time, but do you think there's a silver lining to having a good break?
Just being healthy is huge. It's definitely huge. Everybody isn't always 100%. So it's just part of the game, and it's a tough game. And, it definitely was nice to kind of hit a reset button, work on some details, and work hard in the gym. And we have a wonderful staff, whether it's the medical team or the strength coaches, to get me in good shape. And just great to be back, though, and competing again with the guys.
Is the next 24 hours for the rib important, or at a spot on Jack where that shouldn't be?
Yeah, you can't really replicate a game situation, but, I'm feeling really, really good. And like I said, we have an amazing team in there of staff, so they help keep me feeling as great as I can. And, just on to the next one. Oh, he wanted it bad and led the way. It was, he always wants it bad, but there was definitely a little fire in his belly tonight, and he really sparked the whole team and ended up getting a huge 2 points, and I know it meant a lot for him.
You know,
there's a goaltender's perspective on what Mitch is now, a dual threat, shooting, passing, he's dangling the puck. How tough that could be to track?
Wow, just love watching him, you know, being on his team, that's for sure. And, you know, we were at dinner last night, a couple of us, and just talking about that line and practice, just practicing against him and, you know, how difficult it is. And, you know, we just love having him, and just unbelievable. I can't say enough about, you know, those guys and their production, but more importantly, their attitudes every day and what they bring to the team.
He just loves them, okay? He just loves everybody. Jack Campbell, he's the nicest guy. You've been saying we all need a sibling or coworker for that matter, like Jack Campbell. I won't take the fall for you. I will take the fall for you a little bit, but not to the extent that Campbell does for his teammates. He didn't need to do that tonight. But again, that seems like a guy who felt pretty good about his game, and that's maybe the most important thing coming out of tonight.
Yeah, if you've ever been to Disney, they got this.
It's one, coming with my 2-year-old. Yeah,
but they got this one safe ride, and it's just it's a small world after all.
This
keep
true.
Singing, it's a small sway. It's just kind of you should play that behind Jack Campbell when he's up there chatting. Everything's nice, everything's rosy. It's just a nice guy, great world, fortunate, you name it. Nice to hear him sounding like that because he wears his emotions so much that when he's been struggling, you know, wow, you would have thought he cost them the Stanley Cup sometimes the way that he chats post game.
Yeah, you would. And luckily for him and for the Leafs, we didn't have to have that conversation today. That guy's going to be potentially the most important Leaf the rest of the way. Look, I'm not going to say he's going to be the best because he won't be. It's going to be one of the forwards, almost certainly. But that guy needs to be really, really good for this team to not win one round, but to go on a run. And of course, we'll take a round to start, but that's always been the plan and the dream. A little bit more to get to here on Leafs Nation postgame. Brent Gunning, Gord Stellick alongside me. We'll continue to wrap it up. Keep on listening on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. Brent Gunning, Gord Stellick here, Leafs Nation postgame. I hope you love goals if you were listening tonight. And who doesn't? Because the Leafs got more of them than the Flyers. 6-3 is the final. Maybe the guy who loves goals more than anybody else, Austin Matthews. He got his 51st of the season tonight. Let's hear from the Leafs center.
Yeah, I just think we were a little bit flat coming out. Couldn't really establish much in their zone. I think it was just a lot of quick in and out. So I thought halfway through the second, it got a little more life going. And then obviously in the third, I think we just took over. It definitely wasn't a pretty one, especially those first two periods. But I think just sticking with it, sometimes you just got to kind of grind these kinds of games out. When the offense isn't really clicking on all cylinders. So I thought we got it together in the third and obviously, put a couple goals in and give ourselves some insurance. But I think after those first two periods, we'd like to clean up.
From our vantage, what Jack looked comfortable.
Yeah, I thought he looked great. He looked really comfortable in there. He looked really confident. He looked like soup. So obviously it's been a bit of a rough road the last couple of weeks or month or so with coming back from his injury and stuff. So he's put a lot of work into it. Obviously everybody knows how hard he works and how much he cares and wants to compete, for us every night. So I thought he looked really good tonight. And I think that's just a really positive thing moving forward for us as a team and him individually. Yeah, just all over it. Just doing his thing, finishing checks, giving us life and energy. And maybe we're kind of losing momentum a little bit and they're kind of on top of us. There's obviously a guy that can go out there and set the tone with his physicality and his play. So, I thought he's been playing really, really well for us as of late.
Do you have a sense why
Hayden
upset after your goal?
No. Do you?
No, why not?
You guys got the best view. I don't know. Yeah, I thought we kind of were able to get those two guys to commit. And he had all that space and I thought he was going to do like 10 different things, honestly. And he ended up just holding on to it. So I just tried to get in a spot to where he could give it to me. And obviously he made a beautiful pass and had the whole net to shoot at.
We didn't see Zegras' goal last night.
Yep. What'd you think? Yeah, pretty special. Obviously, he's been able to do that a couple of times now. And, it's pretty cool.
I thoroughly enjoyed that for Matthews. The guy's asking him, do you know why Hayes got so upset after your goal? No. Do you know why?
I love that.
I really like that. And I know why. It's because Michael Bunting doesn't ever stop yapping. And the Flyers' entire bench was very happy that Hayes went after him like that. Gord, another fun night tonight. Didn't start out that way. We were sitting here going, come on, do something. And finally, a lot of somethings happened. 6-3 is the final. Your final takeaways here before we say goodnight.
Yeah, well, just good habits, right? They found a way to win. I mean, it lacked the jam of the home games, obviously. And Philadelphia, not a very good team, but Leafs have been struggling against not very good teams. So good habits, real good habit tonight, and just real good habit is seeing Jack Campbell back in goal and hopefully healthy after all this and all good. He looked very way more positives about him tonight.
Yeah, I don't think we can hammer that home enough. Jack Campbell stopping 29 of the 32 shots he made coming back tonight. And again, please be healthy going forward. If he is, I expect him to get the net Monday night when they're back at it for the first half of a back-to-back. That's against the Lightning. As always, Gord, you and I will be back with a post-game pod after that one. Then the Leafs road trip continues Tuesday when they're still in Florida but playing a different team. That'll be the Panthers. We will have that game for you right here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and the Maple Leafs Radio Network. To our guy, J.R. Manitat, our producer tonight, Danielle Furtado behind the glass, Jobo and Jim Ralph, great job as well, and Gord Stellick. Thank you to you, but most importantly out there, thank you for listening. It's been Leafs Nation Postgame on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and the Maple Leafs Radio Network.